Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Surviving the Shift, a show where spirituality meets practicality, with your host, Michelle Arbeau.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Surviving the Shift. I'm your host, Michelle Arbeau, and I just made it in the nick of time. I actually got caught in traffic, and there was a pretty serious accident, and of course, in a bigger city, I guess I'm still getting used to the whole traffic thing, and you know, the GPS says one thing, but then you have to add about another 45 minutes on top of that for your actual arrival time. So thankfully, I've made it just in the nick of time. I had 5 seconds to showtime, so I guess the angels were definitely on my side. So tonight, what I'd like to talk a little bit about is this month of December and what we've all been going through this month. And I also have a special guest tonight, a new host coming on the network. She has a really great show coming up, and I'm so excited about it because we'll get to it shortly, but I don't want to let the cat out of the bag because I'd like her to share a little bit about it and tell her view of the whole show and how it came about and all of that. But I'm really excited about it. So definitely stay tuned because we're going to bring her on shortly. But back to the whole month of December, I think this month in particular has been very pivotal for a lot of people in terms of this all the shifting that we've been going through for the past year or so. And, of course, I mean, we've been shifting for quite some time, but this year in particular has been very key in terms of feeling like we are in the midst of a shift, for sure. So this month in particular has been almost like a pivotal cornerstone where everything has been coming together and really coming to a head. So, and I'm feeling it, and I'm not sure if it's all because of the Mercury in retrograde and the whole astrology side of things, and we also had a lunar eclipse this month, which was quite interesting, and definitely a neat kind of energy that came along with that too. But this month is really, I think a lot of people are finally starting to feel like they're coming out of the mud and not really feeling like they're so lost. I mean, we're still feeling like we're uncertain and not quite sure what the new year is going to bring, but I think it's starting to come together, and I think we're connecting the dots, so to speak. So I'm really excited about, you know, ringing in the new year because I think it's going to bring in this huge wave of energy, because typically January, you know, it tends to have that let's do it kind of energy because it is the one month. I mean, it's represented by one, which is the first number, and it's also the pioneer number. So a lot of people do feel like starting things and starting new projects and turning the page. So it's going to be a great year, I think, and we're really starting off on the right foot and, you know, coming out of this mud that we've all been wading through. So I'm excited. I'm excited for everybody. I'm excited for the world because I think we're headed into a huge period of change and transformation, and it's going to be great. So that's what I wanted to talk about tonight in terms of the shift, because, of course, this is Surviving the Shift, so I definitely want to keep listeners, you know, involved in that and talking about issues that are related to that. So if you have any, you know, comments or suggestions or advice or personal experiences that you want to share, I definitely would love to have you call in or send something through chat. We would love to have you on and have you discuss it with us. So definitely. I'm just opening the chat window now, actually, and I forgot about that because I was running late, but it's open now. So if anyone wants to come in the chat room and send us a question or even send Christine, who's coming on shortly, a question, definitely log into chat. Or you could also call us at 1-877-296-0345. So without further ado, let me bring on Christine. I do believe this is her in the queue. I'm hoping it's her.
Yep, that's me.
Hi, Christine.
How are you doing?
Is it you?
Yep,
good.
That's me.
Sorry about that. I'm sure I had you worried there sitting in the queue.
I was like, are we starting the show? Great.
Yes. Well, I know, you know, I was sitting in the car and I was saying, please let me be on time. And I was talking to the angels when I said it. And it's so funny because all day they've been helping me out and I've been actually asking them for help. For example, I drove downtown earlier today and I said, please give me a parking space that I can drive into that I don't have to fight for, because I'm terrible with driving. I'm not a really good driver. I mean, I'm a good driver, but I'm a nervous driver, and I really hate the whole downtown scene and the one-way streets and the parking and all of that, and I just feel really like a nervous wreck. So today's been going really great because I've been asking the angels and saying, you know, give me this or give me that, and it's been working. And it's so funny because when I came out of my meeting today, I thought I had run out of time on the meter, and I was just shy of it running out by 3 minutes, so I just made it, and I thought I was way over, but so it's been a good day for me.
Good, they're on your side. Anyway. Fantastic.
Yes, absolutely. So welcome to the show, Christine. I'm so excited to have you coming on the network because your show is so very needed right now. Just to let the listeners know, it's just the essence of her show is about combining business with spiritual, and those are kind of like oil and water. So let me let Christine tell the story and tell a little bit about your show and also about your background and how the whole thing came to be. So however you'd like to start it, go ahead. The floor is yours.
Sure. Great. Yeah, no, I was going to say, I reached out to you a couple of months ago to talk to you about putting a radio show out there to bring that conversation forward about business and spirituality. And I think for me, having, and I can kind of explain my background in a minute, but having, I guess, a long background working with a lot of different businesses and a lot of different industries, and then meanwhile having this passion and love for spirituality and studying, you know, Buddhism and Kabbalah and a lot of things along that line, I always feel like the two don't mesh or the two don't merge. So for some reason, you know, I go to work and I deal in the work environment, and then I come out of work and I, you know, go back to practicing spirituality. And I think, I actually think the more and more that I start talking to people about it, I'm noticing that a lot of people feel that way. They feel that they walk out the door, they get home at night, and, you know, they're reading self-help books, they're reading, let's say they're listening to Wayne Dyer and Marianne Williamson and Louise Hay, and they're trying to figure out how to improve their relationships and be more loving with their kids and improve their health and, you know, live a more spiritual life. And so they're spending all this time, you know, and I think in addition, you know, there's many that go to church on Sunday morning and make sure that they're there each week, and then they go into work on Sunday morning and all of a sudden forget all of the spiritual practices that they were busy studying or thinking about or, you know, focusing on, and going to work, and now it becomes a place that's reactive, that's very numbers-driven, that's very focused on, results sometimes at the expense of people and at the expense of caring and sharing with their colleagues.
Yes.
And, I just think ultimately, you know, we have to start bringing this conversation forward. We have to start asking the question about how these two overlap, and I personally believe that it's it's a pathway to help us reduce stress, feel more in alignment, start feeling that we have passion for our current jobs instead of having to that nagging feeling that it's time to change jobs again. But I think there's a lot of pieces like that are issues for a lot of people today in the working world, and I'm just hoping that we can have some really meaningful conversations that'll inspire everybody to rethink how they approach their work world. You know, I think, and one thing I guess to add to that is I keep saying I think of work now for me as a spiritual jungle gym. You know, that's kind of my new framework and how I kind of think about it is when I go into work in the morning, I think of it as an opportunity to keep strengthening my spiritual practices and give myself an actual opportunity to find ways to, you know, to practice forgiving and to practice unconditional love and to practice some of these things that I believe so strongly in. I actually think of work as, you know, all these little day-to-day opportunities for me to practice those things that, you know, I'm busy studying and trying to implement in my personal life.
Yes, and I think that's the thing. I think people go to work in these corporate jobs and they just automatically are trained or their belief is that you don't bring that stuff to work and there's no place for that. But I think the whole, you know, Occupy Wall Street thing, I think a lot of the old systems and the old belief patterns are finally breaking down. And during my meeting today, I actually had a really great chat with another spiritual lady who's also, you know, kind of a head, she's VP of a major company, but yet she's very spiritual. She incorporates that into her business model. And, you know, we were saying that it's all about timing. And I think your show is really timely because I don't think people were ready up until this point, and now we're seeing old systems finally breaking down, and we're ready to be, you know, to be more open to bringing, you know, these practices to work and actually implement them and not feel like it's taboo.
Yeah, no, I think you're right, actually, and it's interesting. So, you know, even I guess that touches a little bit on my background, but I started with an undergrad and master's degree in mechanical engineering and started my career in automotive. So I went to work for one of the major automotive companies as a design engineer. And I just remember thinking how many times the environment was kind of, I don't know what the right word is, but it wasn't necessarily helpful corporate culture. There were a lot of divisions within the actual corporation, a lot of silos. So a lot of the times there's a lot of mudslinging from department to department and things along that line. And so, like I said, it became a very defensive, very reactive environment to work in. And I think, you know, anybody that works in a large corporation can empathize with that, is that, you know, sales is fighting with marketing and manufacturing is fighting with operations. And, you know, there's different, I guess, push and pull for people to make their numbers, to hit their targets, to hit their objectives. And there's that constant stress and strain kind of feel. So for me, you know, to start my career in that, you know, in that area, and then work towards, you move into management consulting, starting to work with businesses on implementing change. And here I am implementing change. And again, I don't know if necessarily the, you know, people were feeling happier. They were feeling that a change had been implemented and that we drove, you know, an improved result. But at the end of the day, the management teams that we were working with were just as stressed as they were before we came in. And, you know, they still struggled with a lot of the same, I'd say, kind of, you know, internal conflict. And I always felt like there was still opportunity there for us to actually make that a little more harmonious so that people could, you know, go home at night and feel good about the day that they just had. So, like I said, now I'm in business for myself the last 3 years and doing consulting work for companies and finding that, again, you know, each environment, it's challenging and strained, but I'm starting to see a lot more interest in people, a lot more interested in kind of managing with a little bit more loving intention. And, you know, I think, like you said, I think the conversation is just starting to come up. I'm really seeing a shift in even what companies are purchasing, from employee engagement. They're wanting to see employees actually excited at work. They're really looking to see people feel good about where they work. And I'm just seeing a lot more of this trend towards purchasing projects to help employees actually feel good about where they work. You know, so I think that's exciting for me.
Yes, it is, very much so, because, you know, you and I had talked before about, I came from a corporate background too, so I know exactly, and that's why I'm so excited about this show, because I think it's so very needed, and people need to, you know, understand that, well, I guess hear from people, and hear, you know, the guests that you're going to be bringing on, I think they're going to really shed some light on how you can bring your best self to work, which is what your motto line is, right? It's kind of...
Right.
And that's what people need. It's kind of, you know, being separated like that, you know, when you kind of wear one hat at home and then another hat at work, it's too much stress on your emotional and spiritual well-being to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that, you know, the idea of actually playing two different roles in our life is a little scary. So that, you know, when you talk about Authentic You Radio, for instance, which I loved that concept when you, you know, when I first started talking to you about it, I actually question the authenticity of the average person in the workplace, because we've gotten to the point where corporate culture, we're so much more worried about fitting into corporate culture than we really are about being our authentic self. And so, I mean, if you want to ask why are we stressed, I think a perfect solution to a lot of the stress that we experience is just being more in alignment with our authentic self. It's it's that simple. But I think the typical corporate culture doesn't really create that kind of environment. So we have to look at how do people manage, how do they deal. You know, I also think one thing that I want to spend a lot of time on in this show, too, is how does the individual in the workplace that's struggling, how do they start by managing themselves more effectively and helping bring themselves more into alignment with their authentic you, I guess? Because sometimes you can't control your manager and you can't control the vice president and you can't leave that job in that moment. You know, I think there's many a millions being made right now with books about how to change careers, and sometimes that's not always an option, number one, or it might not actually be the best solution. So if we can get people to even think of themselves as just an opportunity to, you know, improve their engagement to their own spirituality in the workplace, that will start to send a message to other people around them that it's okay to start to behave this way, and you don't have, you know, that businesses will still run and still prosper even if we come into work and we bring, you know, a stronger connection to our spiritual selves. Like, I think we can still have thriving, healthy businesses with happy employees by kind of creating this type of shift.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Well, we haven't even mentioned the title of your show, which is Leader in Motion. Can you tell us a little bit about that? I know in the beginning you were on the fence with what you wanted to name it, but in the end you came back to this. Can you tell us about that title?
Sure. Leader in Motion, it's such an interesting thing. So 3 years ago when I decided that I was going to go alone and start my own consulting company, I was really struggling for a name. And at the time I was actually in a director role with my management consulting firm, and I was trying to think of a name, and I was Googling different names to see what websites were available and things like that, and then I got sidetracked, and I was in the middle of managing an issue, and actually, interestingly enough, it was a bit of a spiritual issue, because I was actually working with an employee who was having a really difficult time with her boss, and I was saying to her, you know, here's an opportunity for you to strengthen your capability to deal with other people's, you know, opinions. You know what I mean? Here's an opportunity for you to actually grow and, you know, be more, you know, love yourself enough that this other person's opinion doesn't ruin your day, you know? And we were having that kind of a conversation, you know, as I had been sidetracked from searching for a title on my company. And what was so interesting is when I came back to working on the title again, all of a sudden I started thinking, I'm like, I don't want to start a company that's about training or about consulting or about, you know, trying to, change people, I guess, in this, tactical kind of way. I really want to talk about what leaders look like in motion, and that can be any person that actually is making those decisions with the intention to help people, love people, inspire people. Like, to me, that's what leadership's all about. I think, I see so many people, I walk into so many offices where executives have bookshelves and bookshelves of all the latest business books and, you know, Franklin Covey and everything else on the wall, and they can sit right in front of that bookshelf and be, you know, condescending and reactive and ego-driven while they're sitting in front of all their books on, great management practices. So to me, you know, leader in motion really represents the person that integrates that knowledge and actually uses it to change the way other people experience working with them. So anyway, it was really neat because the first idea was leaders in motion, and I Googled that, and that was taken, and I Googled leader in motion, and it wasn't taken. And so all of a sudden I went, oh, my gosh, I can't believe it. I think I have a name for a business. And even when we talked about the name for this show, you know, it still comes back to that. I think everybody has that opportunity to be, you know, what I call a leader in motion, and not just read and not just talk about it and not just hypothesize about it, but actually to try to embody, you know, really great spiritual practices in places that are not, quote-unquote, spiritual friendly, you know, in corporate cultures that might be very egocentric and might be very, competitive and, you know, maybe difficult places to embody it, you know, all those principles.
Yes, and, you know, it's so true. I mean, I think there's going to be a major shift happening soon anyway, because a lot of, you know, the corporate leaders or the people in the higher up management positions, for example, are starting to retire. And for example, I just met with the Alberta Film Commissioner recently, and he, you know, I was expecting to meet with this older, balding man in a suit, you know, that's typical what you think in that position. And yet when I met him, he was this trendy 30-ish guy with, you know, two small kids and you know, really open, really, you know, open to everything, open to, you know, more than, say, the older, balding guy in the suit, right? So I think as these people retire, I think that the whole leader in motion, and I think they're going to represent this. You know, they're willing to change. They're willing to be open to, you know, implementing new ideas and new things rather than just being very structured and going by the book and, you know, all of that. So I think it's so timely. I can't stress that enough, that this show and what your whole concept is so very timely.
Well, thank you so much. Like I said, I'm excited. And I think, you know, for anybody that's listening, the idea is definitely to call in and talk about real life issues. And when I say real life, I mean almost right into the nitty gritty of what happens in the office every day. There's a reason why we're making comedies out of office life. I mean, we have Office Space, the movie, and The Office, and I'm going, that's because it is a comedy. If you really look at it, what other, like, how did this world get to be so funny? Like, really, so to me, it's like those day-to-day issues about, you know, who took my stapler? Like, those are the kind of things that I find that's where the use of the spiritual practices actually comes in handy. You know, I think of a lot of different spiritual leaders that I listen to, Wayne Dyer, Marianne Williamson, Louise Hay. I really, really enjoy a lot of their work, and I'll study a lot of things like, you know, Kabbalah and Buddhism and things like that. But what I end up finding is that they stay so high level and so out of the weeds that a lot of the times I would still go to work and go, yeah, but what about this? You know, I'd go to a Kabbalah class and they would say, you know, okay, understanding the difference between your ego and your higher self and how the two are kind of in competition and, you know, trying to help you, you know, be in alignment with your higher self all the time. And, you know, we'd have all these great discussions about this at a very high level. And then I would come into work and I was managing a team of five and I had a very difficult client, and the client, you know, didn't want to do the project, but the senior leadership wanted it done. And here I had a brand new team and I had new employees, and one was doing really well and one was really struggling. Well, you know what? All of a sudden I'm going, how do I take what I just learned in that class last night about ego and spirituality and help apply it to this, you know, mess, this very complicated, very complex pile of issues where there's a lot of people involved. And it's, you know, it isn't a simple, straightforward answer. And I think I find that a lot as well. You know, I've listened to a lot of Wayne Dyer with the Tao Te Ching, and it's a lot of, you know, we are, you know, our origin or our source is love. And I come back to, you know, that's great, Wayne, but help me understand what to do when the lady that gets my expense reports each month keeps, you know, like kicking them back. And, you know, and all of a sudden I'm standing there pulling my hair out, you know, going, you know, I've already asked her to, you know, I've already asked for this, I've already asked for that, it's not working, this isn't working, and it's starting to cause an issue. How do I deal with that problem? You know, so to me, I'd like to really have conversations with people where, you know, we really talk about what that real work world looks like and what the real leadership issues are like, and, you know, what it's like to deal with a team that maybe is demotivated or having a challenging time, and, you know, how to deal with, you know, internal issues when you get three different departments all fighting over, you know, resources and things. These are real problems that people go to work and deal with, and that's why it's hard for us to connect anything spiritual to that experience.
Yes. Yeah, I'm so looking forward to this, and I think it's going to help so many people. I mean, I just see, you know, I envision the typical person tuning in after a long day, you know, at their corporate job and tuning into the show and saying, yeah, I just went through that, you know, today, and this is how I can handle it, you know, and this is how I can, you know, bring some sort of peace and harmony to the workplace without being openly spiritual, you know, because it's still going to be taboo.
Right.
It's still going to be, I mean, you can't go to work and say, you know, I need 10 minutes to do a meditation or, you know,
right,
it's not
right.
going to happen. So, yeah, so it's really going to give people practical tools, and I think that's what it's all about right now. I think that as much as, you know, we like to listen to Wayne Dyer and things like that, but we need practical. We need, okay, so how do
yeah.
I apply it? How do I make it work in real life? So I think this
yeah.
is what it's going to be for a lot of people. It's going to be, this is how I can do it. This is how I can bridge the gap or, you know, make it work and make my work life happy instead of, you know, putting on another hat and pretending to be somebody I'm really not. So it's going to be great. And so your
Absolutely.
Show is debuting on January 5th.
Yep.
At 8, right? 8 Eastern?
Yes, at 8 Eastern, yep.
Yes, okay, so that's my math
yeah,
is good today.
It's going to be on Thursday night.
5 Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. So for listeners out there, if they want to tune in, the debut show is on January 5th, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, and it's a half-hour show. So do tune in because... Actually, I'm Christine's first guest, and we're going to chat a little bit about my experience with the whole corporate world, and we're going to go from there. So I think it's going to
yeah.
be great, and, you know,
I think
you're going to have quite
great.
A following.
Well,
yeah,
and one thing
sure.
I'll mention, too, that I'm kind of excited about is that I'm hoping that each week we can talk about kind of a different principle or hone in on a different concept, and then what I'd love to do is actually give people some different ideas for kind of a takeaway or a task. So, you know, at the end of each
yeah.
week, you know, we're hoping that there's really something where you can walk away and apply it to your current working world. And then I think that's going to make really good conversation for the following week. So I'll be definitely looking for people who, you know, tried being more proactive versus reactive or, you know, leading with forgiveness in a situation where maybe they were right, you know, something like that. We'll let people, you know, circle back with us and let's see if we're actually creating any kind of an impact or an influence.
Yes, and I think that's so needed. Like I say, it's the practical. We need to be able to have homework to take away and practice and then...
Yeah.
You know, like you say, apply it and work with it and see if it works. And I think that's where we're at right now. And it's so interesting because you're not the only host that really wanted to do this whole homework thing. And I'm thinking, that's really interesting you say that because I think it's this whole shift and people are wanting, you know, for example, I mean, when I first started the show, it was all about interviewing people and bringing on people like, you know, a Hay House author and just chatting with them about their book and this and that. And then I stepped away from that, and it's all about the practical. It's all about here's the
right.
information, here's how you use it, go and do it. And so that's, you know,
right.
fantastic that you're going to do that.
You know what? I
that's
think we've become, we've become a group that we spend a lot of time listening to speakers and reading and, you know, understanding, but I really question sometimes how do we put it into place. So I'm really hoping that that's, you know, that's going to be a big part of that homework piece and, you know, some of the successes that we get a chance to talk about on the show.
Yes, absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Christine, for coming on. Now, your website is leaderinmotion.com. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Okay, so if you'd like to know more information about Christine, definitely go to leaderinmotion.com and also tune in to her debut show on January 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific and 8 p.m. Eastern right here on Blog Talk Radio. So thank you, Christine, and thank you, listeners. Have a great weekend, and please do tune in for another episode of Surviving the Shift next week. Good night.
Thank you so much, Michelle. Good night.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.